Hey, you guys, welcome to another awesome episode of the Coco Brown Show. And I am Coco Brown. I hope you guys are enjoying your day because I am enjoying mine. So, guys, I wanted to actually touch bases briefly on Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi's death. I definitely wanted to say rest in peace to the both of them. You know, as you guys know, Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi were on a helicopter. And they were going to an event along with seven other passengers, and they all got killed in the helicopter. Now, I was able to see, you know, the memorial at the Staples Center. I thought it was sad. I like Michael Jordan's speech. You know, he referred to Kobe Bryant as his little brother. And I definitely liked Shaquille O'Neal's speech, you know, because his, you know, he had some, you know, really good stories as well, you know, as far as him saying that, you know, he actually talked to Kobe about passing the ball, right, when they would actually practice. And, you know, he said that Kobe would then just tell him, you know, that it's pretty much is me. You know, it's pretty much all about me. So my view and my perspective of Kobe Bryant is I just used to always think, you know, he was just arrogant, right? But at the same time, you know, it's sad the way he passed. And it's sad the way his daughter passed. And, you know, I do want to say my condolences go out to Vanessa as well as the children as well. Now, what I didn't like at the memorial ceremony was the fact that his parents weren't really mentioned like that. I think Shaquille O'Neal mentioned his mother and his father and his sisters, but that was pretty much it. You know, no one else did. You know, I hear people on social media saying things like, oh, well, he wasn't close to his parents because they tried to sell his memorabilia, you know, a while back. And I'm like, okay, but isn't this the same stuff that he gave his parents? And so when they decided to sell it, it's almost like that Indian giver type thing, right? I give you something and then it's yours, right? So no matter what you do with it, that's pretty much up to you, right? But then you go and you do something with it that I don't want you to do. And then you try to stop the sale. So, no, because my whole thing with this, you know, this whole thing, I felt like, you know, his mother and his father and his sisters were disrespected. I do. Okay. And regardless of how he felt, you know, about his parents, whether they were speaking or if they weren't speaking or whatever the case may be, this man lost his life. And the saddest thing about it is his mother and his father can't get another son. His sisters can't have another brother, right? I wanted to hear them speak because I wanted to hear their stories. Everybody else's stories were good. And they talked about that, but they couldn't tell stories of, well, when I grew up with him, or as I was raising him, or when we were little, or when he was little. They can't tell those stories. They can only tell the stories as them being his peers and meeting him once he entered the NBA, right? But they can't tell those stories of the younger Kobe from him being a baby on up until, you know, he's 18, or him being a baby on up until, you know, he passed, right? They can't tell us, or even his wife, she has stories, but she can't tell those stories, you know, like his actual mother and father and his sisters can tell. And I felt like, you know, the whole situation was just very disrespectful. You know, it's almost like he had this vengeance and animosity against his mother and his father, and his wife carried it on even after he died. She still carried it on, because if she didn't, however she felt, or whatever she thought, she should have said, you know what? Regardless, I have to let his mother and his father speak. I have to let them talk, you know, because, you know, like I said, they can't get another son. That's their only son. Vanessa, can remarry. Yes, she loved Kobe, but she can still always remarry. She can still always have another child. What I'm saying is she has a chance. She has a chance because she's still alive. She's still breathing and she still has a chance. He doesn't have a chance to make things right with his parents, you know, to mend things with his parents. Because like she said, when she gave her speech at the stadium, she said, I thought he was going to be here forever. I thought we were going to grow old together. That's what I thought. So a lot of times when people have that mindset and they have that perspective, the last thing that's on their mind is apologizing. I don't have to apologize because, you know, maybe later on down the road, I'll say something to them. Well, he didn't get that later on down the road, right? So I think that, you know, as far as, you know, his passing and his daughter's passing, I think that was really sad. You know, my condolences do go out to his wife. You know, I don't want anybody to take my commentary, you know, any kind of way. This is just how I feel, because I want you to put yourself in his parents' shoes. Imagine you going to your child's funeral and you're there, but nobody mentions you. Nobody talks about you. They almost act like you dead, but you sitting there alive and well. And they don't mention you. They don't honor you. They act like you're not even there. I mean, that's just, that whole situation is just crazy, you know? So I just thought I'd just touch bases on that and just give my commentary and let you guys know what I think about that. Hit me up and let me know what you guys think. You know, the Coco Brown Show at yahoo.com. But until the next time, I'm going to see you guys on over on the next episode. Peace and love. You guys take care. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.